Lesson 28. An outing. We were discussing where to go for an outing during the spring holidays. Some suggested the Guanting Reservoir. Others wanted to see the Great Wall. Then someone said, "Why not go back to Anzhuang for a visit?" At this, we all cheered. Of course, we would revisit that beautiful mountain village on the banks of the Yunding River. The place was dear to us all. We had gone there the year before to plant trees in the surrounding mountains. We had formed close ties with the villagers. So early next morning, we were off to Anzhuang on the 7:30 train. It was a fine day in April. Everyone was in high spirits. We could hardly sit still, for there were so many interesting sights outside the window. We saw new factories and well-cultivated fields all along the line. At Shijingshan, we passed the huge steel mill and the power plant. Then suddenly, we saw the green Yongding River in the valley below. Our hearts gave a leap, for we knew that in a few minutes, we would be with our friends at Anzhuang again. They were overjoyed to see us. The old villagers kept asking how we were. They were pleased to see how much stronger some of us had become. Then some old friends of ours took us to see what they had achieved. New houses, larger schools, more sheep, more pigs and chickens, more cows and horses. Everywhere we saw signs of prosperity. Then we climbed the mountains. The villagers showed us the trees we had planted. We were happy to see that most of them were growing well. At one place, we found some young people digging pits. They were getting things ready for this year's tree planting. We all joined them in the work. But the time soon came for us to return. It was getting dark. We told our friends that we would soon come back to plant trees again. Back in the train, we told each other what a wonderful time we had had that day. An outing like this is certainly more exciting than picnicking in the summer palace, one student said. Or on the Great Wall, another added. They spoke for us all.
Getting ready for a picnic. So you're going to have a picnic in the summer palace? What time are you leaving?
At 7. 5 of us are going by bicycle. The rest are going by bus. We'll meet you at the entrance.
You will go boating, I suppose?
Yes, if we can get boats. Then we'll have a picnic on the hillside.
The park must be lovely, with all the flowers in bloom. Why don't you take a camera with you and take a few pictures?
We'd love to, but none of us has a camera.
Why don't you borrow one from Yang Ling? She's got one. The Selfish Giant. Adapted from Oscar Wilde. Once there was a giant who owned a large garden. When the giant was away from home, the children used to go and play on its lovely meadows. It was a most beautiful garden. Here and there, over the meadows, grew flowers like stars. The fruit trees blossomed in the springtime and were heavy with fruit in autumn. The birds sat in the trees and sang sweetly. The children used to stop their games in order to listen to them. One day the giant came home. He became very angry when he saw the children. "What are you doing here?" he shouted in a harsh voice, and the children ran away. "My garden is my garden," cried the giant. "I will not allow anybody to play in it." So the giant built a high wall all round the garden. It was now spring, and all over the country there were little blossoms and little birds. Only in the garden of the giant it was still winter. The birds did not come to sing, as there were no children in it, and the trees forgot to blossom. Only the snow and the frost were pleased. "Spring has forgotten this garden," they said, "so we can live here all the year round." The snow covered up the grass with her great white cloak, and the frost painted all the trees silver. Then they invited the North Wind to stay with them, and he came. "I cannot understand why spring is so late," said the giant, as he sat at the window and looked out at the cold snow-covered garden. "I hope there will be a change in the weather." But spring and summer did not come. Autumn gave golden fruit to every garden, but she did not give any to the giant's. "He is too selfish," she said. So it was always winter there, and the North Wind, the frost and the snow danced among the trees.
Holiday. Suggest. Reservoir. The Guanting Reservoir. The Great Wall. Anzhuang. Revisit. Bank. The Yongding River. The Year Before. Surrounding. Form. Close. Tie. Villager. Spirit. Be in high spirits. Still. Outside. Well cultivated. Shi Jing Shan. Pass. Power. Plant. Valley. Below. Leap. Keep doing something. Pleased. Strong. Achieve. Sheep. Pig. Horse. Sign. Prosperity. Grow. Dig. Pit. Join. Exciting. Picnic. Add.
The rest. Entrance. Suppose. Camera. Bloom. Be in bloom. None.